Kalim Pekavov Mishnah Aleph. Sandal Imki. A sandal, we're talking here about things that are made of leather. And when you take a piece of leather, you pull it, not that hard. So you can make a base kibble by pulling it and creating the base kibble. So this was a type of sandal that was made by pulling the leather very tight. And because of that, they gathered around like a base kibble. Imki doesn't mean depth. That it has now a base kibble. Imki is a name for shtot, where they made these type of sandalim. Zeshtet mirav. Others say the way we just said, that a person could walk on deep, like in deep mud, if he's wearing these type of, sort of like galoshes, so it's called imki. V'kis shel shnotzois. This is a pouch that's made of leather. The shnotzois are like laces that are pulled tight, and when they're pulled tight, the leather forms a clay kibble, and that's how you put in money and other valuables. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Af Kfifa Mitzvis. This is a basket that's made from woven together the column, like Koshekluch that we put on Lulav. So it has a base kibble because when you pull tight the branches, it makes a base kibble. Shimon Gamliel Oimer Af Sandal Lodiki. This is a sandal that's made in Lutkaya. It's a city that you have in other places in Shas also. And again, it's made from a piece of leather. It's pulled tight. And that creates the base kibble, ki yoytze bohem, the same type of din. Hare elu metamin, the mekabel tomo, metarin. It could be bottle from them, teras kli, shaloi be'uman. The kud over here is that you don't need any big maisa. When you pull it tight and taut, so then it becomes a kli. It's let loose, it becomes ice kli. Now, obviously, if it was Tomei already, we spoke on the previous perek, in the last Mishnah, that you'd have to do a Maisa of Shvira in order to be Metair. We're talking over here about a Yichud that's Mekabel Tumah, so you pull out the strings, it turns back into a piece of leather, and it's not Mekabel Tumah. Om Rabbi Yossi is Masig. You're telling me there's a din on these Kelim Pim Yichud. V'aloi kolak Kelim Metam Metan Sholei B'uman. He's maskim to Tanakama that there was a mekubal de kenusach. This is why you have to explain this type of Mishnah. There was a mekubal de kenusach that there's something unique about the cases that are mentioned in this Mishnah, legabi yichudom. But it can't be that they're metamin or metan shalei b'umah, because that would be true by everyone. Elamai, over here, there's something unique. Aval elu, what's taka unique? Afal pi shehen mutarin, even though they're open, tmeim, they're considered as if they're closed, shehed yit yochel achzirim. They're designed in a way that's easy to pull closed and turn into a proper base kibble. Therefore, the base kibble exists even when it's open. That's the chiddush. Aye, there is a sub din over here that they become mutter when they're opened. That, loyomru, that the kli becomes mutter when it's opened up by Torah Soritzua, elo bekfifa mitzvahs. Once it's opened up, nobody could return it. Anybody could open it up, but nobody could return it. It undoes itself. So there, once it's opened, it's taka is kli. But the other ones, open the string, pull it back. It's easy to pull back together. There, avada, it doesn't have a... It's not chosu in the same kli, even though now it's open. Mishnah Beis, right on the same theme. Kis shel shnotzois. This is the same piece of leather that has strings, drawstrings that draw it closed. Shenitlu shnotzov, the strings were taken out. Tome, the kiss is still mekabel toma. Obviously, it still retains its shame as a kiss shel shnotzos. You put new ritzuis and it'll come closed. Nifshat, if it's completely opened up, that means like this. The strings are out. Somebody then opened up the kiss shel shnotzos. Smoothed it out, and now the kmotos, the folds that give it its tzura, it could be closed and it closes easily, are completely out. So now what is it? It's just a piece of leather. Its history as a kishol shnotzos is no longer. It could become a kishol shnotzos, but it's not one. So then tohor. Tolo lovas hamatles milamaton. If he sewed a string, a piece of or to the bottom, tome, because even after it's open, it still has that string that could be used with it, so merely retains the shem kli. Kis l'tach kis, a little bit of a different din. You have two kisim, two pouches that are sewed one into the other. So are they considered one kiss? They're sewed together. So legabe one din, which is only a chumra derabbanon, we make all. Shenitma echem mehem b'mashke. This is the dinim that we had in Perek Chavei. By mashke hametame, which is only a din derabbanon, lo nitma chaver. We look at them as two kelim. Clearly, the inference in the Mishnah is that legabe tumah sheretz, if it would be derais, we would look at it as one kli. In the Tesefta, which brought by the Rishonim over here, Rosh and the Rash, they bring the this that you'll say that the two pieces that are attached, they're not mitame, tumas mashkin, won't be true where they're attached by a piece and the outer pouch overlaps and it's bigger than the smaller one. Why? Because then you would look at the kis hachitzoin as the achoyrov of the kis hapnimi. So if it fell into the pnimi, if the mashkin was metame the pnimi, then the achor would have to become tame also, and you would have those cheshbainis. Tsror margolis, this is a piece of leather that a person wraps up diamonds, pearls in it, tame, because since the diamond was in it for a long time, so the piece of skin becomes tsekvetch, becomes folded, it has like a base kibble because it's very easy to put down there, you don't have to press it down to turn it into a base kibble for a margolis. Tsuror hamois, if it's a pouch that had it money, ribleza mitame, because once you take out the money, the base kibble stays, like we just said by tsuror margolis. Vachom mitara. A tsuror of mois, people take in money and out of money. The money doesn't stand for a long time. It's a pouch. It's a wallet. So mele, the folds never became strong enough to become mamisha base kibble. So where my goal is, goes on a long trip. You have merchants take it from one place to another. It'll stay there for weeks, for months on end. They'll be stored that way. So that'll become a base kibble, not by its Tzorah Mois. So Kash over here, Kiva Eger asks that Tosfos and Shabbos, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, talks about Arig, or weave, is Tomei, even though you need Dumi the sack. And Tosfos says over there, because it's royal lekapel, and you could store in it Margolius. So a piece of arig would be considered even without a shear. So Tosfos asks, why didn't you say pshute kli or tahirin? Why didn't you say also royal kapel boy? So Tosfos says, you have to say this, that says that pshute kli or tahirin is because it's you're talking about hard leather that's cured, you can't bend. So it's not royal kapel to store margolius. Effective kiveg. So why over here, by the when you take out the money, is it tor? Lamaisi, we're talking about something soft. If it's soft, l'chor shteit in Tosfos, that soft leather is roi l'kabel l'niach boi tzvar, or mois. Gilyon HaShas asks the same kasha in Shabbos Daf Samach Gimel. So, Achreinim is it for Yisrael about it, and Heintiga, in Mishnah Tayis, brings Maram Koimis, they say like this. If you're talking about a small piece of art that's less than Gimel al Gimel, so kisha la'atzma, it doesn't have a shame kli, it would only be if it's a proper clay kibble that you could say that that's what would make it into a kli. So it's like this. If it has a shear gimel al gimel, kishal atzma, it has enough of a shear to be something. Now you need it gerada to be dumi the sack that it has a base kibble. It's enough that's roi lekapel, the potential that's oimid lekach, if it's soft leather, that's enough. That's what they're talking about. What we're talking about is a piece that's very small. So kishal atzmoy, it isn't roi l'shimush. Novos, when it's taka mikupol, so then it is functioning as a base kibble. Berega that it's spread out, and it's smoothed out, and the folds are, the creases are undone, and it's not anymore in a matzav of base kibble, it's takanat. What do you want to know? You want to know, is it something, is it a davar choshev that has a potentially be a kibble? Not a davar choshev. So what is it, kishal atzma? It's a small piece of leather. When it turns into a base kibble, that's when it'll be. That's the way they say the vart. There's a big tumult, just to finish off this inyan, on the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Kelim, Halacha Tes, where the Rambam overlaps a few different points. We'll just read the Rambam. The Rambam starts, Kli or sheyesh loy luloy shnotzois, this type of kishal shnotzois. And he brings the cases, sandal, imki, v'kishol, shnotzes, al-bishem, u'torin, ein aleim, tzuras, kli, when they're open. They mekabel tumo, why? Because it's very easy to close up, ahead yit yochol, b'mehera, to put in the shnotzes, in the loops, and he could pull it tight. So maybe it's makabel tuma because ma'ase uman, that we learn out from the Mishnah Beis. Then he brings a second case. It became tummy. He took out the shnotzes. It's tahirin, even though it could be put back. That's a pella, because you just said that it's easy enough to put in the loops, and that renders it that's still a kli. And now he's saying even when it's tummy, you mevatel the tumah when you meisir the shnotzes. How can that be? So the Kiryat Sefer explains that there's a difference when the schnotzes are opened up and the schnotzes are taken out. The schnotzes being taken out is already a ma'ase shviru. Even though it's easy enough to put back in and you don't need to be a professional, but l'maisa, there was a ma'ase there of undoing it and taking out the potential for it to be clothed. So there it's nifsad, the tzuras akli, and it becomes bottle.